June 20th on ESPN when the graphic says, will Giants be playoff contenders in 2025? Did Schrager look at their first 7 weeks of the season? Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Their head coach may not be there for the eighth week of the season, let alone being a playoff contender.
I don't know, man. Scataboo and Jackson Dart headbutt each other every morning.
I tell you what, though, doing it like that,
you need that. You need that, because look, Stafford and Cooper Kupp, they were eating breakfast every day together. What'd they do? Won a Super Bowl.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's where it starts, man. You got to have that rapport. Mahomes and Kelsey. You
got to
have that
rapport. Coors Lights together.
Yeah. You've got to have that rapport.
Tom Brady, Gronkowski.
That's right.
Slugging Botox together. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl.
Yep.
I mean, the drunkest we've ever seen Tom Brady was around Rob Gronkowski throwing Super Bowl trophies in the ocean in Tampa.
That's right.
Wild times.
That was crazy that he did that.
No doubt. So, best kept secret. Bleacher Report did an article of every guy on every roster, or the one guy on every roster that might be the best kept secret for a team. Mac, who's the guy you said was your boy this year?
My boy was Jaden Hicks.
I didn't know
year.
You wrote for Bleacher Report.
Let me ask you this: at the safety position, what do you have to do to get that notice to win that what would make him no longer a kept secret?
3 weeks in the season.
Yeah, being a starter and making good plays. I think he's versatile in Spags offense, so we saw glimpses of him out of the box, saw glimpses of him in the back guarding, you know, wide receivers in the deep third and up front blitzing, so he can just do a lot.
How does the Bob Fesco of Phoenix, let's just say, throughout LA, wherever the case may be, 48-year-old dude me, know that Jaden Hicks is a star, if you will, in the NFL? Because that's what kind of where I'm looking at this one. Like, if you're in another city and you see this list, you're like, I don't know who that is. What does a safety have to do to take that next step? Is it interceptions?
No.
Is it being a dude that's like a missile and destroys people at the line of scrimmage? Is it, again, interceptions, touchdowns, pick sixes? Like, what makes that guy a household name at that position?
So what it will be is, I would say, what I would love to see his ceiling be is like Marlon Humphreys from Baltimore. And those guys that play that position in that style, their lockdown opponent is the tight end. The tight end is a resurgence of a position in football where they are now athletic AF, right? Mm-hmm. Kelsey, Gates, kind of like, you know, started that realm of like the basket, Tony Gonzalez, Shannon Sharp, you know, the basketball player turned football player. Now we're seeing tight ends in the league, Bowers, Laporta, Mark Andrews, guys like that kind of still coming around, and Kittle, and it's a big league. A guy like Jaden Hicks and a Spags offense where maybe now, you know, McDuffie can get back into the slot and cover that receiver. You let Hicks go out there and be the center fielder and keep an eye on those tight ends. And then maybe every once in a while when somebody gets cooked deep, he can go out there and distract a play that can happen. That's how he becomes noticeable, because you would look at the Chiefs defense and be like, well, who do they have out here? And then somebody will make a graphic or make a stat. Maybe it's Pro Football Focus. Maybe it's Next Gen, NFL Nerd. And they'll say the reason the Chiefs defense is holding opponents under 20 points a game, their biggest kept secret, Jaden Hicks, who was a rookie 2 years ago that Brett Veach drafted knowing that Justin Reed was going to move out. Justin Reed is no longer here. He's who Bob in Phoenix at 48 knows who that is, because they've been in the league that long. Oh, they don't have Justin Reed anymore. How come they don't have any more? Because Hicks is out here just being a stud center fielder for the Chiefs defensive secondary.
And you've actually just made my point for me. We need the media to jump on this to tell us that these guys are good.
The Chiefs being who they are helps too.
Yeah, absolutely does. There's no question about that. They're going to get the love. Like, we need Peter Schrager or Kay Adams or whoever the case may be on a national level that you respect to start beating the drum for Jaden Hicks. And I think it works that way at any team at the safety position, right? Like, that's a hard position to judge. Like, you could look at a linebacker and go, that guy's got double-digit sacks, or a defensive lineman and talk about sacks all day, or maybe make a play in the backfield. Obviously, with the offensive players, you can judge based on statistical analysis if you want to go that way, but you can see those guys making plays. Left tackle's easy to judge. It's hard to judge whether or not somebody's a good guard or center. You really don't know. You're just taking everybody's word for it, right? That's why when you make that first Pro Bowl, you're just grandfathered in, because nobody knows what they're looking at.
Sorry, Kyle Hamilton is who I was mentioning, not Marlon.
Yeah, Humphreys. With safety, gotcha. Yeah,
at that position. But I just think, like, and I'm not, you know, I'm just asking, like, how do we get this guy out here to let everybody know that he's a pretty damn good player at that position? Because I think that's a hard position. Like, people will see you if you suck, But if you do your job, nobody notices because you're doing your job and you're not having an impact on the game in a negative way. You're having an impact in a positive way. And a lot of the times we don't focus on that because maybe he's got the tight end covered down the field and the quarterback dumps one off and the guy drops and goes, that guy dropped an easy pass. Meanwhile, Jaden Hicks is out here going, eh, this whole part of the field is taken care of because I've got everybody covered. But yet we don't see that on the game. You need Romo to bloviate about him, right? Or who's the guy that slides in? Collinsworth. You need him, not Jack. Yeah. Not Jack. Not Jack, Chris, you got to have him out there bloviating about it. Or, you know, Aikman, some of the big name guys, once they get on board, Jaden Hicks will become a household name.
Oh, Mike, Jaden Hicks, he's just so
Stop it. How many times are we going to see stop it?
But I think they'll start talking about it, like you said, when they start seeing it in the Chiefs' defense. Being that safety that we've seen now two times in a row with Matthew and Reed, it's that versatility. It's that ability to do so many different things to where it's almost like you can't miss them because they're going to guard that tight end. They're going to be guarding a deep ball. They're going to be up blitzing. They're going to have a hit stick behind the line on a screen pass. So I think you noticed Reed. I think you'll notice Hicks really soon too. It's good to have. This is a national. This is, you know, this is some recognition. Bleacher Report here.
No question. Yeah. And I think also, too, I think a lot of people are trending towards Jaden Hicks because we know everybody else on this roster right now. And he's the new guy, right?
It's true.
Obviously the new guy. For me, I think when we talk about best kept secrets, I'm hoping. Now, I don't know if this is the right answer. I'm hoping it's Noah Gray. They paid that guy for a reason. I'm still trying to figure out that one, right? That was still an odd payment to a player that didn't need to be made. It wasn't like baseball and you're buying out an arbitration year or anything like that. They gave Noah Gray that kind of money, and I hope he becomes their best kept secret this year and we see him blossom so people can stop saying there's nobody to replace Travis Kelce, which again, you're not going to replace Travis Kelce no matter who you have out there on the field. But I hope Noah Gray becomes that guy and finally kind of cements himself as, all right, that's a really, because he started to last year, had a really nice year last year. I hope he takes it to that next level because I still don't think people know who Noah Gray is when you have Travis Kelce. You shouldn't if you're outside the
it's
area.
It's almost an oxymoron to say the Chiefs could even have a best kept secret when they're on TV all the time, talked about all the time, seriously. Where you're like, how can they even have a secret? We're exposed. The Chiefs have what? 5 primetime games in the first 8 games of the season?
Nuts.
Or first 9 games of the season? So again, like it's hard to have a best kept secret. So I think part of why this is the name on the list is you know who the cornerbacks are, right? You know who the wide receivers are. You know who the running backs are. The offensive line is there. There's no secret on the defensive line. So who is it?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy that's replacing the 10-year vet and Justin Reed? Mm-hmm. All right, that's a secret. We don't really know much about him. If you watched Chiefs last year, you know he was laying wood, and he was able to pick the ball off. He was the guy that he literally played center field last year.
Yeah, he had 3 picks last year.
Yeah, and what do the Chiefs lack? Mm-hmm. Interceptions.
Interceptions.
What does he provide? Interceptions. Yeah. So when they try to throw that ball deep on the Chiefs, beeline to that end zone and pick it off because that's what he was doing last year, playing center field. I love that. I've always loved the safety position.
Yeah, he'll
be fun. Jordan Poyer, I'll buy his jersey.
Yes.
Jordan Poyer, stud,
he's
Minnesota.
Beast, yes.
Stud. And if he can be that, like, because he's not Buda Baker. He's not like a hybrid corner safety where
is
he
that
can
guy
just,
still in the league?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's like,
I haven't heard that
good
name
player
in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since DK Metcalf chased him down.
Yeah.
It's a great play.
Oh, freak play. Freak
great play. Yeah. One of the greatest plays we've ever seen.
Athletic feet.
Oh, my God. Like, that's better than any kind of football play. That whatever that, him chasing that dude down, unbelievable.
Probably should have taken Mecole Hardman over him. It still hurts. Still hurts. That's the only time I've ever questioned Brett Veach. Only time.
Yeah, that was for sure. Like,
if Tyreek Hill didn't get into trouble.
I get it, but I'm like, Tyreek Hill's best specialty at the time was the deep ball. What are we saying today in 2025 about DK Metcalf? Mac?
He's good at the deep ball.
Okay. We saw the picture of him and AJ Brown
saying
next to
each other. Super Bowls we could have had.
Oh. Jeez. I mean, imagine.
We could have gone to 3 in a row.
Imagine looking at that photo of him and AJ Brown in the locker room and being like, I don't know, man. I don't know if he's got it. Seeing the 40-yard dash result and being like, I don't know if he's got it. Character concerns? Possibly. But, boy, life in paradise is pretty easy.
It was a tough draft, man. And I'll defend him to that day. If Tyreek Hill wasn't a jerk off the field, we wouldn't have been in that situation.
That's just the one time in my life where I'm like, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's the guy's got
God forbid that general manager made one mistake.
But it's okay to make a little bit of a comment about the one. And, again, that's the main point. The one time. The one
time. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's one time I've ever been like, oh, gosh, man. Like,
yeah, that
the pictures,
that was,
the
yeah.
results. It's like.
I had that same feeling with the Sky Moore pictures because I loved George Pickens at the time. So it was the same exact, same round, same position, same thing.
But at the end of the day, would we have been better as a team with George Pickens?
Yeah.
Probably. We would have got more Super Bowls?
I don't think George is that way if he's here.
Yeah.
I trust
No. I mean, just talking about any other
Super Bowls. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like the results are
three in the
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of hard to do better than what they've done.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
All righty, let's do it. One word. We're talking about deep ball receivers, talking about receivers. Let's talk about some deep ball numbers.
Oh, no. It's May 20th. The Mac is officially out on baseball.
One word. I was irrelevant, boring, nonsensical, useless.
I was up till 10:45 last night watching our boys.
No, I know. I'm just messing with you.
Get a dub. All right. Catchable ball percentage on deep balls. This is 20 or more air yards. That is what is considered a deep pass. 50% catchable ball percentage. He was off target 47% of the time. That respectively ranks 25th and 26th among 33 quarterbacks in the National Football League. One word on Mahomes' deep ball numbers from last year.
Irrelevant.
I'm going to go with anomaly. Because I think that was the first year where we saw Mahomes kind of have a hiccup in his game where, you know, maybe the driver was not around the full year for Rory or McIlroy, but he was still hitting his wedges, still hitting his irons pretty good, but just couldn't get off the tee box. The numbers were drastic. You know, maybe just fell below in the average, you know, accuracy of driving. But then came back the next year and completed a career grand slam, got the green jacket. Okay, it was 1 year of bad driving the golf ball for Rory. It's one bad year of Mahomes throwing the ball deep. Guys are still dropping the ball. But yeah, you got to fix it. It's one bad year, so it's an anomaly. Outlier, I'd say as well. It just, you know,
I agree.
Sad to see because of where he went from like all power, never had an issue to now they got a dink and dunk. Now he hasn't done it for a while. And then this year it's like, oh, well, he wasn't great at it this year. It's like, I'll take it as an anomaly.
I agree. Let's break the top off again. He was 13th in attempts and he was 30th on percentage of throws targeting the first read, which means he did not target the first read.
How do we know what his first read is? Do people have the game plan to see that? I'm just asking because I have no idea what his first read is.
I'd assume they'd be going off of where he's looking and looking to throw and then, going off his eyes. But you're right.
He doesn't look at the guy when he throws.
Exactly.
I mean, this is nonsensical
That to say 78% is low. You should be in the 90s. That means guys are not open.
Breaking up was hard in the 90s.
One word. Here we go. Royals close win last night. One word.
Playoffs. It's a playoff style win for me.
Fun. It was quick. It was fun. It was dominant. Vinny hit a 2-run homer to get you in the lead. Bubich, right? Stud on the mound. It was fun for me. It was quick.
Yeah.
I like that on the West Coast.
It was a great game.
Seventh inning, it's 8:50.
Awesome.
I'm like, all right. Perfect. So yeah, awesome, fun, playoff-ish. Too bad that wasn't there in 2014.
One word on Vinny P went yard last night. One word on him getting going.
Stella.
Oh.
He's got his groove back a little bit.
One word to see him get going. Perfect. Because when you look at Salvador Perez, who's hitting fourth, and not pulling his weight right now because maybe he's a little banged up. Maybe he's a little older. Maybe he doesn't have what he used to have. The bat's a little slower. It's perfect to see that because then you can go India, Bobby, Vinny, Michael.
Makes everybody better when he's producing.
It's huge. Yeah, ceiling of this team. Going to need to have him hitting. One word on going back to the gridiron here. One word on a possible tush-push ban.
Well, it's not a tush-push ban now. It's a pushing of the players ban all over the field. I'm out. Leave the rule alone. Stop. Out. That's my one word. Out. You're now trying to, this is like trying to get something passed in Congress where you're giving everybody something that they want in order to get a bill passed. Stop it. Vote no. Just vote no on this thing and be done with it. Don't ban the tush push. Learn how to stop it, man. Are we going to get rid of everything in life that makes us, you know, have to work hard? Oh, well, we can't stop it, so let's ban it. Like, are we going to have games left? Are we just going to ban? Are we going to ban the dunk in basketball?
Dustman?
I would say it's dumb. Like, one thing I am happy about is that the Chiefs aren't one of the teams that went out there and tried to get the rule change. Because it seems like every time the Chiefs do a rule change, it doesn't pass, then other teams do it because it happened to the Chiefs. Chiefs got beat by the tush push in the Super Bowl. It happened to them in the Super Bowl, I think, more than once.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see the Chiefs come out here being like, yeah, well, we'd like to see that move go away. Now, I don't know if their part of their owner is voting no against it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he's not being vocal about it. It's the Lions and the Packers that are...
He's working on a stadium in Kansas right now. I'm tired of changing all of these rules when teams win championships in the NFL.
But it's not fair, Bob.
We want to change the rules that made them, quote-unquote, champions, right? Overtime.
I think that rule should have changed.
I'm a totally anti of everything they've done with overtime. I absolutely hate it. Wow, you had 60 minutes to win a game. Take care of business. And, you know, you don't see many ties in the NFL. We just don't need to change overtime. We don't need to be equitable all the time with everything. It's getting a little ridiculous. Oh, well, we got to be fair. You know, so learn how to stop something. Just because a team wins a Super Bowl or whatever the case may be, doesn't mean we have to try to go out and change the rules that helped that team. The Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl because of the tush push. They won it because they were the better team that day and the better team across the entire year. That's one play in a game. I'm so over changing the rules of the game because one team has found a way to go out there and be better than you. So instead of, you know, going back into the lab, as they like to say, and getting better, we just want to change the rule because it's easier that way.
When they couldn't get the votes they needed for just tush push. So as your point, well, they're like, oh, well, just pushing players in general. Now come on our side. Come on. They need 24 votes to pass.
I love when Trey's down there pushing dudes forward,
dude,
man.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's badass. It's great. A little bit of rugby into football. Yeah.
I do kind of hate the running back where, like, we don't know if it's player safety, and then all of a sudden two linemen come from behind and push them for 10 more yards. I'm like, eh. In the open field. Like, that to me is not the tush push. The tush push is organized, methodical, been you know, studied.
No momentum.
Whereas, like, even if it is Kareem Hunt on, like, the 20-yard line, all of a sudden here comes half his line to push him, and he's like, he's not going down! He got 10 more yards! Yeah, because they pushed him all the way there. It's like, I don't know about...
Well,
like,
that's up to the referees to blow the whistle, though, on your player safety thing, right?
Yeah, like, they just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, he's still going. No, his legs aren't moving. Yeah. He's being dragged to the next yard line.
Yeah, some consistency there would be huge. Yeah. I agree. One word, we talked about this the other day, flag football in the Olympics. It is now going to be coming to a vote on whether or not NFL players will be allowed to participate. Yeah. One word.
Shefty says it's going to pass. Ooh. And I think awesome. This is going to be fun, man. This is going to be so much fun to see NFL. How great was basketball last year?
It was dope.
Right? How cool will baseball be if they do it the right way? Or the hockey, the international stuff. People love this stuff. So I think it's great for the NFL. You want to continue to grow your brand. This is a golden opportunity, no pun intended, to go out there and grow your brand in front of an international audience. I love it.
Kegs and eggs in football. Let's go.
Yeah, I think it's like revolutionary, right? Like, we might see a lot of fun. Golf in the Olympics has been great, at least from my perspective, because it's kind of, I don't know, match play-ish, one-on-one, country versus country. Be fun to watch, like, another country come in and put some guys here. Like, you think of, like Jamaica. Like, imagine how fun that flag football
team would
be. Their
bobsled team was great back in the day.
John Candy, RIP. And again, it's not going to be for everybody, just like everybody has, you know, they may not like it, but...